We're in the midst of the NCAA tournament. We are joined right now by the head basketball coach at the College of Charleston. He is in his fourth season with the Cougars. He was the 2017 CAA Conference Coach of the Year. He led the Cougars to the regular season and conference tournament title this year and leads them to their first NCAA trip in 19 years. Charleston versus Auburn on Friday. Earl Grant, the head coach there, is my guest. Earl, good morning. Great to have you on. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Earl, you officially arrived in San Diego. Now you're a little over 48 hours away from tipping it off against Auburn. How is life for you and the Cougar Nation right now?
Well, you know, life is good. I mean, obviously, we're really excited that we were able to punch out ticket and make it to the big dance. It's been 19 years, so really, really excited for the program. Now players in the city of Charleston, I think it's a great accomplishment.
Now I'm going to talk about what that program means to you and how you came through, but go back to the conference championship game against Northeastern for a moment. You were down 13 at halftime, 17 in the second half, but you battle all the way back. You send that game into OT. You win by 7. So when you look back on that game, what sticks out the most? Is it the specific plays, the baskets, or maybe just the emotion that comes from winning a game like that?
Well, I think the biggest thing is just the perseverance of our players and the determined spirit. You know, we were down 13 at half. I didn't think 13 was a big deficit. You know, you got 20 minutes to play. That's a lot of time. When we got down 17, it was 16 minutes left in the game. And I felt pretty comfortable if we could, you know, do a good job of putting together multiple stops and sharing the responsibility on offense. I thought we could chip into it and maybe get it to 12, and that's exactly what we did. We chipped away at it and got it to 12, and then we got it to 8, and eventually we won the game at overtime.
Earl Grant joining us. Now, Earl, you're from Charleston, and the story goes you used to save Piggly Wiggly greenback stamps to get into home games. So what's it mean to you to personally be leading this program back to the NCAA tournament for the first time in nearly two decades?
Yeah, you know, it's weird. It's weird. You know, in 1996, I know College of Charleston made the NCAA tournament. They were playing against Maryland in the first round, and my cousin LaRon Prophet was a player at Maryland at the time. And I remember calling him and telling him how tough a game that would be. Certainly, he didn't believe me, but I was a senior in high school. They shut the school down, brought everybody to the cafeteria, watched the game on the big screen. And then in 99 was the last time they went. I was a junior in college. And so it's been a long time coming. Coach John Chris did a great job building the program, and I'm just really happy and fortunate that we are able to make the step in the right direction and get the program back on the map.
You know, I know how close you are to John Kress. You mentioned your cousin, LaRon Prophet. He played on that Maryland team, and you did tell him that. You said, look, do not sleep on these guys. They're going to be a handful. So what do you remember specifically about that game? And then how much did that team and that season impact your desire to be a head coach?
Well, I remember, you know how well of a job that Coach Kress did assembling a team full of junkyard dogs. I mean, they had some tough guys, some big post players, some really athletic guards. Anthony Johnson, Shane McCravey had a big guy, Shaq at attack, Thaddeus Delaney in the middle. Stacey Harris, Rodney Connor, they were long and athletic. Jamel President, they changed defenses. They really got after you. And so it really impacted me. I didn't know how much it would when you think about the completion of us getting back this year, I didn't realize what I saw then is what we're trying to do now, because my mentor, Greg Marshall, worked for John Kress. He learned the system of how to coach defensively, changing defenses and having a Luke Harnesecker offensive scheme. We try to do some of those same things here. And it's 20 years later, and our teams look very similar to the last team that made it to the NCAA tournament.
Earl Grant, head coach of Charleston's got that team back in the tournament. Boy, you've had really quite a background. I love both those guys. This is an enormous Greg Marshall house. John Kress, to me, is one of the most unique coaches I've ever seen. Let me talk about Marshall for a minute, because back in November, I had him on the show after he faced you. And Earl, again, this is a big Greg Marshall house. What was it like being an assistant for him, and what did you take away from your time with him?
Well, being an assistant for him, I mean, I think the biggest thing you learned to evaluate talent, you learn to find guys with the right DNA to fit a system that's built around defense and rebounding and toughness. There were certain kids that couldn't play for Greg. And so I remember recruiting for him for 6 years. There were certain things we looked for in a kid. And so now, you know, being a head coach, when I go out to recruit, you know, a lot of times when I see a kid, one of the first things I think, I say, can he play for Greg? Can this kid play for Greg Marshall? And if he's good, then I get excited about him. You know, so it's almost like when I go out and evaluate, I'm basing it on the fact that, hey, could this kid play for us at Wichita State? And if he could, he's a good get. He's a good get for us. You know, and then on top of the evaluation, just in terms of scheme offensively, you know, how to control tempo, you know, giving me a great blueprint in terms of a playbook. That's the formula is pretty good in terms of trying to run good offense and sharing the ball. You know, it's a big deal about sharing the ball and taking good shots. And then defensively, like I said, changing defenses, just man-to-man, zone press, keeping teams off balance and give them a different look as much as you can.
Earl Grant joining us in San Diego, getting ready for the NCAA tournament. So listen, the tournament's a different animal unto itself. I know you've been in touch with Greg recently, got his advice for preparing for the tournament. What kind of suggestions did he give you?
Well, I mean, just, you know, be true to who you are. There's a reason you're in the NCAA tournament. You got there for a reason. Don't change. Don't feel like you need to do things different. Just stay true to who you are and continue to, you know, do the things that got you to this point. I think that's a big thing. And then enjoy it. You know, obviously, everybody don't get to participate in the big dance. So enjoy it. You know, make the most of the opportunity and prepare your team. Prepare your team to win. Make sure the players understand that the season isn't over. This is a reward, but you still got to focus on your preparation and be ready to go out and perform.
Yeah, before I let you go, let me get your thoughts on John Kress, because you are the first coach since he was to take the Cougars to the NCAA tournament, and I know you've got a relationship with him that is special. Take me back. When you were an assistant coach at Clemson, and you were in the low country doing some recruiting, you stopped in a Starbucks, and you saw him reading an article. What was the article about, and then what was that conversation about?
You know, it was the weirdest thing. I was down there to evaluate a couple kids, and I went to get some shrimp and grits from my favorite place, the Variety Store, City Marina, right there on the marina in Charleston. And then something said, hey, look, you know, pop over to the Starbucks downtown on Calhoun Street, right under the Francis and Marion Hotel, King Street. And I didn't have to go to that actual Starbucks, but I went over there, you know, battled with the parking, and I walk in. And there's John Kress sitting down, and he has a Basketball Times magazine. And on the front of it, it had a big picture of one of the Wichita State players. And I think it had, like, Shocked the World on it. And Wichita was playing good basketball at the time. It was in December. And he was reading an article on his protege, you know, Greg Marshall. So, obviously, that's my mentor. So I sat down, and we talked. We had a little clinic. We had a little basketball clinic. We talked about basketball. We talked about recruiting. He got all excited. But again, I was at Clemson at the time and never had an idea that this thing would come all together and I would be the head coach here like within a year and a half later.
With an amazing opportunity coming up. So final thought, knowing how much that program means to you, have you allowed yourself to think about what it would feel like and what it would mean to beat Auburn in the first round?
You know, I really hadn't had a chance to think about it. All I've done is try to prepare the team to the best of our ability because that game's going to be tough. They got a good team, good players. Bruce Pearl's a great coach, so I'm sure his guys going to come out with a ratty attitude and really trying to get after it. So we've just been talking about the things we need to do to be successful. Really hadn't thought about it much at all. I always tell people my time for reflection will be in April at some point once I get to the Final Four at a convention. But right now, you're just so busy trying to prepare your team and get ready for what's next.
And what's next is their first trip to the NCAA tournament in 19 years. It's a big one. Charleston versus Auburn Friday, 7:27 p.m. Eastern time. Earl Grant is the head coach. Earl, great to have you on. Really appreciate you and the conversation. Good luck on Friday night. Great to have you on.
Thanks, guys.
That was fun, Earl. Nice job. Well done. See, this is what I mean. This is why we get guys like this and programs like that, because you probably ordinarily would not know. And now you do.